is the sound of money being made. I'm in the coin production room. This is the beating heart of the operations. It's like being inside an arcade machine.
I'm Jamie, I'm a press editor at the Royal Mint. I've been working here 9 years now.
So standing in front of a machine which is spitting out coins, how many are being made?
400 minutes, so I've made 43,000 today in my shift already. Many more to come for the rest of the day.
The Royal Mint is the oldest manufacturer in the UK. It's now based in Cardiff, having moved from London following the decimalisation of sterling in the early 1970s. But its thousand-year history is lovingly preserved in the on-site museum by assistant curator Chris Barker.
What you're looking at here is really a tray of Anglo-Saxon pennies, and this ties in with this foundation date of late 9th century, 886. And what we have sort of used historically to date the founding of the Royal Mint are coins of this type, which basically you can see Alfred the Great here, and this rather nice Londonia monogram, which means made in London. Let's have a look at some Tudor gold. What we're looking at here is basically a tray of Henry VIII sovereigns. They really do sort of portray a sense of the regal power of the man. You can see this rather wonderful depiction of the monarch himself seated on the throne with the orbs of state, the sceptre, all the paraphernalia of power and royal authority.
Governments across the world still consider coinage as fundamental to their identity, and many use the Royal Mint to supply them. In fact, nowadays, the majority of its products are shipped abroad. Simon Lake is the director of sales for the overseas business. I went to meet him in the prototype room.
In this room, we make samples for our overseas customers, as well, of course, the UK. And this is where it all starts, really, as far as coming up with concepts for each of our overseas customers so that they can look at samples to say, do we want these in certain materials with certain designs? We are the world's leading export mint, and everybody recognises that, with around about 15 to 20% of the market share. So we do supply to just about every continent around the world, Australasia, across to the Americas. We're a growing business, and we're looking to try and achieve around about 30% of the available marketplace.
What's your biggest export market?
Biggest export market is in Africa, where we traditionally supply to around about 15 or 20 countries on an annual basis.
Why do people come to the Royal Mint to have their coins made?
We focus at the moment to supply plated steel products. Armour plate is a durable product, the same as the solid materials that most people have in their pockets around the world. It applies around about 25 microns of nickel or copper or brass onto steel and traditionally lasts for around about 25 years. So these coins are normally around about 25 to 30% cheaper than the solid equivalents. So that's why central banks around the world buy these coins from us.
Over here I can see a huge black piece of machinery. I'm guessing it's some kind of press.
Absolutely, it's a press. It's a coining press that we strike our samples on. And here's one for Kuwait. We've got a three-year contract with this country. Kuwait is a very good customer of ours. We've always made for Kuwait, and long may it continue.
I finish my tour, and the last thing is to go through security just to make sure none of the coins have accidentally fallen into my bags or pockets.
If you could put your bags on the machine, please. Thanks very much, madam.
The Royal Mint is steeped in over 1,000 years of history, and they're hoping for many more successful years to come.